Our situation in Baltimore County is that 80% of our schools are more than 40 years old, and we still have a growing school population. So it requires tremendous investment by the county into our schools. And we've done that. Over the past 10 years, we have put in $1 billion toward school renovation and construction, and the state has kicked in $300 million. When I first took office, 52% of our schools were not air-conditioned, and with the current budget, we now have reduced that number to 36% un-air-conditioned, and we're going to continue to chip away at that problem as we can afford it. But the goal here is to find creative ways to fund additional money for school renovation projects without raising taxes. So our goal here is to recognize that we have many underutilized school buildings in different parts of the county, and this is not unique to us. Baltimore City recently announced that they are going to be closing 26 schools. Our goal here is to try and utilize our facilities more effectively, and by selling the three different property sites, or at least offering them up for sale, we can put those properties back on the property tax roll, generating property taxes and creating jobs based upon the new businesses that would occupy those sites. We can replace these older buildings for free, and then we can take the additional profits and plow them back into school renovation projects, primarily air conditioning and technology projects.
Have you received any comments yet in terms of the understand one of the schools that that might go away in this is the Eastwood Elementary, and it always raises hackles, it seems, when schools are moved because now kids have to go somewhere else and there are busing changes and what have you. Is this a big change? Have you gotten any resistance yet on that score?
Well, all change is difficult, and when you're a leader, you have to make tough decisions. And the reason why they're tough is because they do involve change, because people are resistant to change. Our goal is to work closely with parents to express what the concerns are that we have. We have underutilized school buildings. We have aging school buildings. And our goal is not to raise the tax rates. And, in fact, we have not raised the property tax rate in Baltimore County in 24 years. We have not raised the income tax rate in 20 years. And we're one of 39 counties across the country that have a triple-AAA bond rating. So our goal is to make decisions that are efficient and responsible. What we're doing is working closely with the school system, and I applaud Dr. Dance for recognizing the need to look at how to do things more efficiently. And we're going to work with the parents. But the goal here is for the parents to be comfortable with the proposed changes and to improve the schools that their children are attending. And we're going to do that, again, in a fiscally responsible manner. So it'll be a modern school and a school that the parents are participating in the creation of.
Do we know at this point, is it certain in your proposal that I understand has to go to council? I assume that's the next step for these, or school board, and I'm not sure which or if either. Would this involve only the Eastwood Elementary going to Hollabird, or I thought I saw something about Norwood too? Has that been fleshed out yet, or is that still kind of open-ended at this point?
Well, Steve, remember, you're looking at one-third of the equation here. So on the east side, our goal is to sell the North Point Police Station, which itself, by the way, used to be a school. And our proposal is to move that site to the Eastwood site. We're asking the school system and the experts, as well as the parents, to determine the best scenario that will allow for a relocation of Eastwood into a modern facility. So I think what I appreciate the most here is that Dr. Dance wants the principals, the teachers, and the parents engaged in coming up with a creative solution that will be an improvement for their children. In the central corridor, we're talking about replacing a fire station that was built in 1958, and we need to modernize that. We previously had funding in place for that, but we pulled that so that we could promote additions at other area elementary schools. So the goal here is to sell, put that property up for sale, and if we generate the right price, we can get a brand new fire station on another county-owned parcel of land and additional profits to hopefully air-condition Dumbarton Middle School. On the west side, we have a police substation that's in a former post office building, and again, the goal there is to sell it and move to an existing facility that we already own.
Okay. Back to the Towson Fire Station. This would not be a case of actually closing a fire station. You want to sell the property and build a new one. Is that how that's supposed to work?
All three county facilities, the North Point Police Station, which is in a building that was built in 1953, the Towson Fire Station, which is in a building that was built in 1958, and the Randallstown Substation, which is a building that was built in 1964, would be replaced with new facilities using the profits from the sale. So no additional taxpayer dollars would be involved.
Okay. And, of course, we know what happened in the city when fire companies were affected by some reorganization there. The Towson Fire Station, as that would be sold, do we know, would the new one be close by there? Would it be consolidated with one that's close by? How would that work?
It would not be consolidated. There would be no closing of any county facilities. We are currently scouting the catchment area. Remember, when we replace a public safety facility, it has to be with the approval of our public safety experts, the police chief and the fire chief. So the Towson Fire Station would have to be located in an area that is suitable for the area that it serves and be already on existing county-owned property. What we're trying to do, though, is understand the concerns of the community in Towson. And again, change is difficult. It takes a while for people to understand the motives as to why we want to do things. And here, obviously, it's to save taxpayer dollars and get replacement buildings for free and then use that additional money to renovate our schools. So we hope to find a suitable site in Towson that has the least possible impact and still serves the needs of the community.
Do you have any kind of a dollar figure in mind if you combine all of these, or is that still just way out of the picture?
Well, we have a sense of what we probably need to make on the sale in order to justify the reconstruction or redevelopment of each of the properties, getting replacement facilities plus the additional profits necessary to fund the school renovation. Obviously, we're not going to tip our hand as to what that might be because we want to encourage as high a bid as possible. But I do want to say that if we don't achieve that number, then we're not going to sell the property. We'll obviously go back to the drawing board and figure out a different scenario.
Okay. The timeline for all of this, do you have that in mind?
The bid period will be within the next 60 to 90 days. The county will then receive the bids, review, respond with additional negotiation, and ultimately send it to the council for approval for the sale of land.
Okay. All right. I think I've covered it. Anything else we need to add?
No.
Yes, that's my question. What's your goal in terms of bringing in funds for school improvements and other related projects that you would hope would flow from the sale of these three locations?
These three county-owned parcels were selected because they are on heavily traveled commercial corridors. We're talking about Merritt Boulevard in Dundalk, York Road in Towson, Liberty Road in Randallstown. We think they have high value for commercial redevelopment because they're already surrounded by commercial properties. Our goal, obviously, is to generate enough income that's going to allow for the payment of replacement county facilities, as well as generate enough income to handle the renovation, the school renovation task that we're looking to accomplish. So to figure out a dollar amount, you really would have to add up what the cost it would be to construct replacement facilities, as well as the investment in the schools that we're trying to achieve.
All right. And have you done any of that number crunching yet?
Well, I have an idea of the number that we'll need now. Of course, I would like that the commercial sector to offer twice as much as what we would like, and then we can accomplish that much more. Listen, the whole idea.
I'll let you off the hook.
the whole idea here, Steve, is to find creative ways to fund our obligations here in Baltimore County without raising taxes. And the beauty of this is that we're not only generating the capital from the private sector, but we're also putting properties back on the tax rolls and getting brand new buildings in exchange, as well as reinvesting in our schools. And that's our goal here, to try and be responsible, efficient, and innovative in the way we operate county government.